Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What happened if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you so much for joining in tonight with another Sunday night broadcast with Kingdom Builders International, building up the kingdom of God. Do you give yourself away? Do you belong to the King? Do your heart belong to the King? Does your life belong to the King? Does your tongue belong to the King? Do you give yourself away truly? Do you hide behind the cross and allow God to lead, guide, and direct you? Yes, that's what it's all about. Giving yourself away to the King of glory. Well, we thank you so much for joining in. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. I'm here on assignment to pour into God's people. We thank you so much for joining in tonight with the broadcast. We have a special guest that we're excited to bring forth once again, a man of God, anointed and appointed and assigned to build up the kingdom of God, the Pastor Eric B. Morphis, Eagles Wing Ministry, International Ministry, and we're just excited about how God is pouring down his blessings into the people of God's life through the men and women of God. Well, we're gonna pray over the lines, and we're going to ask you to get your Bibles out, get your notepad, get your ink pens, get ready to go into the Word of God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour. Father, we yield ourselves to you, and we ask you right now, Lord God, that you would saturate these lines, Father, that you would saturate, Lord God, our hearts. Father, that you would allow us, Father God, to hear a rhema word. Let our hearts receive, Father, what you have already prepared from the heavens to be rained down into the natural realm. We thank you, Father, that this word will not go out void, for you said it wouldn't. We thank you, Father, that we are prepared and ready, Lord God, to receive from on high. We're sitting at the table, Lord God, ready to be fed. We thank you, Father, for what you're going to do. We cover every listener with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that as a man of God go forth, Father, that you would allow him, Father God, to just pour into us like never before. That you would allow, Father God, that there would be nothing held back, Father, that he would pour as we receive, Father. And we thank you for the anointing that's on his life. We ask you to lead, guide, and direct him. Keep him, Father, in all of his ways. And everything that concerns him, Father, we call it blessed. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Pastor Morphis, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, God bless you. Welcome once again to Kingdom Builders Broadcast Sunday night. We're excited about listening and receiving tonight. Okay, we're going to yield the lines to you at this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless. God bless you, Prophetess Teresa. Amen. To everyone that is dialed in to Block Talk. Amen. To all kingdom citizens and saints. Amen. It's just an exciting time, and I'm just elated to be back with you once again to share with you, amen, truths from the kingdom, amen, revealed truth from the Father, amen, to awaken us to our destiny and purpose, amen. And you know that this is, I keep saying that this is such an exciting time, and amen, this is an unprecedented time, amen. And I believe that tonight, amen, you're going to be revolutionized, amen, in your thinking, in your process, amen. And through your process, amen, there's a progress. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And I believe tonight there is an elevation, amen, that is going to cause you to climb in your mind, amen, to go to another level, another dimension, amen, another realm of glory, to your divine experience in God, amen. We're on a spiritual journey tonight, amen. And we're on this spiritual journey, amen, and we're processing. amen, all that the Father has downloaded into us, amen, and impregnated us with, amen, with purpose and with destiny. And you are his investment. And let me say that the Father, amen, he protects his investment. Amen. He protects his investment tonight. Amen. And he has so much invested in you tonight, beloved, that he will not allow you to be stagnated in your process, amen, in becoming all that he has put in you to perform, amen, and to execute his will, amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, the key tonight in our fulfillment is manifest tonight. Manifest. It's now time to manifest. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying right now, it's time to manifest. It's time to reveal that which has been revealed unto you tonight, says the Lord. It's now time to step into and walk out that which I have ordained for you. Amen. This is your time to manifest. Amen. To begin to elevate and revelate that which I have placed into you. Amen. And I believe that the Father is bidding us in such a time as this, and he is calling us with the holy calling. He is calling us with divine reception tonight, and it's time for us to be awakened to our divineness. You know, tonight, that the divine you is the best you, praise the Lord. The divine you is the best you. Your spirit, amen, glory be to God, is perfectly aligned with the Father, perfectly aligned with his purpose, perfectly aligned with his will. And now it's time to execute. It's time to put forth that which he has placed in us. Amen. Amen. And I'm excited tonight, amen, because the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us tonight, manifest. It's time to manifest. And if I very rarely use a subject, amen, but if we would use one tonight, it would be, it's time to manifest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the illumination and the revelation. And I thank you for the inspiration of your word. I thank you right now for the embracing of holy things through the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that our spirit touches spiritual things tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, that our carnal mind, our carnal man cannot touch spiritual things. So therefore, we render him powerless. We render him dead unto the things of the Spirit right now. And we hear by the Spirit on tonight. We do not hear intellectually. We do not hear educationally, but we hear through our perception of divine things on tonight. And we thank you that we are born again tonight. We are born from a higher consciousness to comprehend with all saints what is the depth, the breadth, the height, and the width of your mystery and the adeptments of your wisdom and revelation. We thank you on tonight, and we give you praise. And I pray tonight that all kingdom recipients and saints tonight will walk away in a new direction, will walk away fulfilled, will walk away impregnated with their destiny and purpose and begin to manifest, because it's time to manifest. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and we give you praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. It's time to manifest. And I want to invoke upon you tonight an apostolic mindset so that the prophetic destiny already spoken into your heavenly will begin to unlock you into an unlimited dimension where you are placed beyond limitation, where you are placed beyond lack and placed in the realm of revelation and wealth and placed in a wealthy place in God, because that's where you belong. That is the heavenly places that you dwell and you abide, you live in. You know, the Bible tells us, beloved, in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, that the Lord says, I give you wealth, amen. You realize that the Bible tells us, amen, on tonight, amen, that he gives us power to get wealth. Amen. Do you know that scripture tonight speaks volumes when you look beyond the surface of what it's saying? He says, behold, I give you power to get wealth. Now, he didn't say he give us power to get rich, but he gives us power to get wealth. And see, to be wealthy is to be impregnated with the wisdom of God and the ability of God how to perform that which we already know, how to bring to pass that which has already been residing in us, glory be to God, and how to manifest that which has already been revelated unto us. And you know that there is something interesting in that Deuteronomy 8:18. He says, behold, I give you power to get wealth. That word get is from the Hebrew word bara, and the word bara means to create. So in essence, what God is saying tonight, he says, I have given you divine ability to create wealth. In other words, I will give you innovations and ideas, and I will give you unlimited resources. And because you are created in my image and after my likeness, says the Lord, then you will be able to go beyond lack and limitation and begin to operate in my kingdom where there is wealth and there is plenty and there is an unsurmountable supply of anointing, divine ability, and the power to manifest on tonight. Amen. And I believe tonight, beloved, that you are hearing the sound. You are hearing the vibration of the voice of God resounding down in your inner man. Glory be to God. And there is a shaking, and there is a quaking that is taking place in your spirit, man, and that is causing your soul to shudder and tremble because it has not the ability to comprehend what God is doing in your spirit. And you know the Bible says that when Jesus was challenged by the devil in the wilderness of temptation, he said that man should not live but by every word of by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You see, there is a proceeding word that is constantly flowing out of the mouth of God, and we must be current. We must be in good standing to be able to tap into what God is saying in this present moment, because yesterday's voice of prophetic utterance does not apply to our challenges and to all of our endeavors that we have today, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. My beloved, it's time to manifest. How do we manifest, and what does it mean to manifest on tonight? To manifest means to bring into the visible world what is seen in the invisible. Come on. It's very important to understand that by our spirit, we're able to see things in the spirit. But, you know, when a person is not strategically aligned and made whole, they will become barren because they're not able to produce what is being projected in the realm of the spirit. Listen to me. When you understand that your spirit man is divinely and directly connected to God, he has given us the ability, he has given us the power to create. He's given us the power to bara things into existence, to create, to bring that which we see in the spirit, that which is invisible, and bring it into the natural. Glory be to God. You see, because tonight we are recipients of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We are recipients and we are citizens of the kingdom of light tonight. Amen. The Bible explicitly and clearly defines to us tonight that the whole creation is waiting, and the expectation of the creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And what God is expecting tonight, and what creation is expecting tonight, is that there is a divine alignment to our assignment on tonight. In other words, to bring that which is invisible into the physical. How does that apply? That means that we must be made whole. That means that our spirit and our soul must become one in marriage, in union, in oneness, in unity, so that what we see in the spirit through our spirit can be made visible through our soul, which has the ability to birth. See, your soul is a woman according to spiritual things. When God designed us, he designed us with a soul, and the soul is referred to as a she according to spiritual things. David said, my soul will make her boast in the Lord. Now, it's very interesting that David says that by the will of the Holy Spirit. My soul will make her boast in the Lord. And we know that our spirit man, the inner man, and the soulless woman comes together and cause conception to take place and began to bring about that which has been hidden, that has been in obscurity, that has been embedded, but now it has been made to manifest. This is why it is important to save our soul, beloved, to cause our soul to line up with our spirit so that we will not be barren and that we will not be able to have the ability to bring forth. Amen? Because we can see and see and see and see, but if we never manifest, if we never bring that which we see into the physical, then that which is in the spiritual will remain unseen. Amen? This is the power of creativity that God has placed in us. Amen? And the only way that's going to take place is that we must allow our soul and spirit to be married as one, be unionized in harmony, so that the cohesiveness between the two will be operating in one function, one vision, amen, one purpose, and one destiny. That's why James said in the book of James that a double-minded man is what? Is unstable in all of his ways, amen? In other words, a house, come on, against itself cannot stand, amen? Glory be to God. So when you have the house, amen, that's divided, when you have the spirit man longing after the things of God, and you have the soulish woman keep looking back to the place of bondage, keep looking back to the place of familiarity, amen. You remember Lot's wife, amen. We know that Lot, amen, when he came out of bondage and came out of the area of sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion that was taking place, amen, in Sodom and Gomorrah, praise the Lord, and deliverance, glory be to God. The Lord spoke unto, amen, Lot to get his family, amen, out of that place of perversion, amen, and out of that place of destruction, amen. And Lot being a symbol of the spirit man, and Lot's wife being a representative of the unredeemed soul. Your soul will always look back to a place of comfort. It will always look back to a place of security, even though the environment is not conducive or healthy for it to be generated in a healthy environment. Amen? That's why we must save the soul, glory be to God, through the word of God, and cause our soul to be in submission to the spirit man. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, understand tonight Amen, because it's time to manifest. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, I want us to turn there. Amen, because what we need to understand is that we got to begin to walk out. Amen, we got to begin to walk out what God has worked in us. Amen. Glory be to God. There are so many people who are praying for God to fill them, to anoint them, to give them power, and the resources are already there. All they have to do is walk it out. And one of the abilities or the inabilities that seems to paralyze most people is fear. Fear causes torment, John said. Amen? And we must cast out fear, and we cast out fear by falling in love with God. Amen? Falling in love with the things of God, falling in love with his purpose, his destiny, his plan and will for our lives, and executing it, amen, through us as willing vessels in the kingdom of God. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, amen, the disciples came to Jesus, amen, and asked them, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Amen. How many know that it is important to know how to pray accurately? We need to know how to pray with accuracy and precision. Amen. That's why I get kind of disturbed, Matt, at times when people say, well, can you pray for me? Amen. That the will of the Lord be done. Or would you pray for me that this endeavor, amen, will take place? Well, if they're not being specific in what I'm praying for, then I could be praying out of the will of God. Amen. So we need to be accurate in our prayers. We need to be like a marksman hitting the target. Amen. And pray accurately. Amen. Most of our prayers are prayers concerning ourselves. Amen. But our prayers are to be a prayer of unselfishness, because we no longer live unto ourselves, but we live unto God, and we're here to execute his plan, his purpose, and will in the earth. Amen? All right, in Matthew chapter 6, I want us to see something here that is very important. In our praying, and Jesus spills out revelation unto the disciples, and he says this in verse 9, Matthew 6, verse 9, it says, after this manner, Jesus said, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And notice what he says next, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. We pray that God's kingdom come. Amen. His kingdom comes when his kingdom is revealed to us, all right? So the kingdom of God comes through revelation. But then it doesn't stop there, because we don't just want revelation. And there seems to be, in this day and time, a lot of revelation, a lot of revelation, a lot of revelation, a lot of revelation. Revelation on top of revelation. But there is no manifestation that's going along with this revelation. There has to be a manifestation, amen, that pushes out the revelation, amen. To just have revelation and no manifestation will cause traumatic stagnation, amen. It will cause a severe paralysis in your spiritual walk with the Lord, amen. All right. So notice that the kingdom, he says, pray that the kingdom comes. Pray that the kingdom comes. But the kingdom cannot come unless it is revealed unto us. All right? Now notice this. He says, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. So there's a coming revelation and there's a doing manifestation. His kingdom comes is revealed. His will be done is manifested. So when kingdom comes and kingdom is revealed, then his will must be done. It must be manifested. So we manifest the kingdom. All right? Now, Jesus go on to say about the kingdom, gives us steps about the kingdom. All right? Now, if you look in the same chapter, if you go over to verse 33, well, let's take it to verse 31, if you will. Therefore, take no thought, saying what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall be clothed with. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. You see, the kingdom of God must be first and foremost in our hearts and in our minds and in our beings. It should be flooding our beings. It should be overtaking us, that his will and the execution of his kingdom be executed in the earth, his will being done in the earth. This should be first. Because when we seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things that we're pursuing in our flesh, that we're pursuing after because we have not rendered our life as a sacrifice unto the Lord, so therefore all attention is on ourselves. What has happened is we have become distorted in our perception of the kingdom, and it's causing lack and limitation, and it's causing frustration, amen, in the lives of people, because now they have caused chaos and disorder, and nothing is divinely arranged in their life, so therefore they have a constant need, a constant lack, always in constant limitation, is because they have flipped the script. Amen? But when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the promise of God is all these things will be added unto you. Amen? So where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? Is it geographically located in Jerusalem? Thousands and thousands of miles from us? Is it somewhere on this planet? Some place in space? Let's find out where the kingdom of God is. Because if we are to pray for the kingdom to be revealed, and then we must manifest the kingdom, amen, by executing the will of God, then we need to find out where the kingdom is. Now watch this now, because this is very important. When you locate the kingdom, you will locate the king. Glory be to God. Because the king is not going to be too far from the kingdom. Come on. Amen. You cannot have a kingdom without a king. You locate the kingdom, you locate the king. Amen. And if you break down kingdom, it means king's domain. Glory be to God. The king's domain. Amen. So we need to find out where is it that God rules from, where he rules from. Amen. Because when you locate the kingdom, you will locate the king. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, let's turn to Luke chapter 17. I see that the Holy Spirit is putting me in a teaching mode tonight. I hope that's all right with you tonight. Amen. He's putting us in a teaching mode tonight. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 17. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 17. Let's look at verse 20, beloved. It says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them, said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. In other words, the kingdom cannot be seen, or it cannot be perceived through natural understanding. It cannot be touched through carnal senses. It cannot be embraced through physical and carnal understanding. Why? Because the kingdom is not of this world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The kingdom is not of this world. Amen. Jesus said on one occasion, he said, you fight for the kingdom. He said, but my kingdom is not of this world, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And notice his recipients is not of this world. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, notice what it says in verse 21. He says, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is where? Is where? It's within you. The kingdom of God is within you. My God. Well, how long has it been there? Before we knew about it. Glory be to God. It was there all the time. We just come into knowledge that it was residing in us. Glory be to God. And notice that the kingdom is in us even before Jesus went to the cross and died and buried and rose again the third day morning according to Scripture. Glory be to God. The kingdom is in us, and it always has been in us, but it is the revelation, the revealed truth of the kingdom that awakened us to the reality that there was something residing in me that was already there. And the further that I was, and the more I was seeking it, the further it was beyond me. I was pushing it more further away from me, trying to find it. And it's been there all the time. So now watch this now, because we want to connect the dots today. Amen. You see, truth revealed and coming into truth and coming into revelatory knowledge of the Word of God is not getting it all in one glump, but it's about connecting dots. And you connect dots, a little here, a little there. Amen. Glory be to God. And then you connect dots, truth upon truth. Amen. Truth upon truth, revelation upon revelation. Amen. Amen. And you start seeing the picture become more defined. Becomes more vivid, amen, becomes more clear, amen, and it begins to project, amen, that which was in obscurity. Now you begin to see, amen, with much clarity now, amen, the total picture of God's redemptive plan of salvation for his people, amen, and bringing and executing his will in the earth. Now, here's what I want you to see, beloved, because now we have located where the kingdom is. The kingdom is within us. Glory be to God. The kingdom is within us. Now, listen what he says. Then he says, well, now that we found that the kingdom is within us, then we pray what? We pray that his kingdom come. Come on. We pray that his kingdom come. Where is it? In us. So we're praying for the revelation of the kingdom to flow through us as recipients of the kingdom so that it may speak into the physical realm, hallelujah, so we can execute the kingdom of God in the earth. And if the kingdom of God is coming, it's coming through our people tonight. It's coming through our people who are sold out tonight. It's coming through our people who have said yes to his will tonight. It's coming through our people that lay before the king prostrate, glory be to God. It's coming through our people that fast and pray to kill their flesh so their flesh will not interfere with their assignment tonight. It's coming through a people who have heard the voice of resurrection, have heard the call tonight. It's coming through a people who has a passion, glory be to God, for the things of God and not becoming a professional Christian. A professional Christian is one who knows what to do and when to do it, but have no passion about doing it. The people of God has passion tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. They have a form of godliness, but they deny power of godliness. They deny power of change. Are you here tonight? Amen. So the kingdom of God is within us. And if the kingdom of God, beloved, is in us, so is the king. Because he is not far from the kingdom. Glory be to God. Amen. He resides on inside of us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I want you to look at something else. Amen. Let us turn over to John chapter 3. Amen. And I want us to look at this dialogue tonight between Jesus and Nicodemus. Because what we need to understand tonight, beloved, that it's not about It's not about you being religiously active. It's not about you walking in the things that we know as to be churchy, to be institutionalized, amen, concerning religious things. But in order for the kingdom of God tonight to be manifest, and the Spirit is saying manifest tonight, manifest, 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 manifest tonight. The kingdom of God can only be manifested when there is a divine awakening that happens on the inside of you tonight. You must become divinely awakened to the reality that the kingdom of God resides in you in order to see it, to perceive it, to embrace it, to understand it. And Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, if you will, let's turn there a minute. As I get ready to close on tonight in John chapter 3, Jesus makes this dialogue with Nicodemus in the third chapter. And he says on Nicodemus, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, or surely, surely, or truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, or a man be born from above, or born from a higher order, he cannot see the kingdom. Even though the kingdom is resident in him, he cannot see it. As close as it is to the nose on his face, he cannot see it. Even though it's been there all the time, he cannot see the power of God already residing on the inside of him. He will not perceive that it's the king already residing in him. He cannot see that the kingdom of God is already residing in him. The king's domain is on the inside of him. And the only way that he is going to perceive it tonight, beloved, is that he must be divinely awakened. Let me say this to you tonight. When you are born again, everything in you that is divine awakens. When you are born again, I didn't say join the church. I didn't say sing in the choir. I didn't say be on the deacon board or a trustee. I didn't say to be on the motherboard or the prayer or the outreach mission or the praise team. Come on. When you are born again, you are divinely awakened to divine things. When you are born again, you have the ability to see things that you could not see before. You have the ability to hear things you never heard before. You have the ability to experience things that you never experienced before, because now you have awakened to another realm, another dimension, another kingdom that is not of this world. And when you see the kingdom, glory be to God, it's only the initial step. Because seeing and perceiving is the revelation of it. But we have to walk in the manifestation of it. To have the revelation of the kingdom and no manifestation, then will we not will fulfill our assignment in his kingdom coming in the earth. Amen. All right. If we look down a little further, verse 4, it says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter. In other words, he cannot experience the kingdom of God. He cannot walk in the realm of the kingdom. He cannot walk in the righteousness. He cannot walk in the peace. Amen. He cannot walk in the authority of the kingdom. Amen. You can have a revelation of the kingdom, but to enter the kingdom is to become one with the kingdom. And when you become one with the kingdom, you begin to manifest the kingdom. Glory be to God. Because what you are, you will begin to declare. What you are, you will live out. What you are, you will begin to exemplify. What you are, you will begin to manifest. Glory be to God. When we are born again, of water and of spirit, then we enter. We enter into that which we have seen. You cannot enter into something you have not seen, beloved. So the first thing that must happen is we must be divinely awakened to what is available, what is there, what's on the inside of us, what God has done for us as far as our salvation, glory be to God. Then we can walk in it. Then we can manifest it. Then we become one with it. Amen. Understand tonight that Jesus went through great lengths. Amen. He went through great lengths. The Son of God went through great lengths to become a son of man so that the sons of men can become the sons of God. He became a man to redeem us back that we may be one with the Father again. Glory be to God. And as long as you see yourself separate from the Father, you're not walking in the kingdom. You're not walking in the realm of righteousness. You're not walking in peace. Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Manifest tonight. Manifest tonight. Manifest. The Spirit is saying manifest. Walk out with that which has been worked in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, glory be to God. Prophet Teresa, we turn it over into your hands at this time, daughter. God bless you on tonight. Amen, amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God and the word that he has brought forth tonight. Manifest. 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 It is time to manifest. Glory be to God. And this is Evangelist Hannah, the Kingdom Builders International. And if you are on the line, or if you are over the airways, over the internet, we thank God for you. And if you have not called on Jesus as your Savior, if you're trying to work out things for yourself, if you're saying, I'm not going to go fellowship, I'm not going to church until I work it out, you can't work it out. Jesus has worked it out for you already. And you know that God has been tugging at your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can just repeat after me. Father, I know that I have sinned. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Open the door of my heart so I may receive you. Hallelujah, God. Fill me with your spirit. I put my life into Jesus' hands so the power of God can manifest in my life. Hallelujah. And if you said that prayer, Kingdom Builders International say, welcome to the body of Christ. The angel is rejoicing. We are rejoicing. You can go to our website, to www.kingdomdaughters.org, and put in the comment box. We would love to send you a Bible. We would love to pray for you and stand in the faith fight with you. Glory be to God. And if you would like to sow a seed into Kingdom Builders International, you can also go to the same website, www.kingdomdaughters.org, to make a donation or sow a seed. Glory be to God. And God, you give all the glory. Hallelujah. What a word, man of God. At this moment, I'm going to open up the lines for comments or prayer requests. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Manifest. Hallelujah, God. The lines are now open. If you have noise, no background, can you please mute your phone out because the lines are now open and you can come forth with comments or prayer requests. The testimony. Praise God.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me, Evangelist?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Tammy Russell. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center here in Gary, Indiana. And I thank you all for opening the prayer lines, Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders Ministry. Pastor Morpheus, I just wanted to say thank you for expounding on the Word of God tonight and bringing us to remembrance that we are a part of God's kingdom. And I thank God for allowing us to be a part of his kingdom. And therefore, we have found God. As believers, we seek the face of God, and we seek ye first the kingdom of God. And inside of that, we do find God, and it feels so good to know that we are children of God and are a part of the kingdom of God. And I just wanted to thank you for expounding on that and for coming on the line again. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen, my sister. Is there anyone else on the line that has a comment or a prayer request or a testimony?
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory be to God. It feels so wonderful to be a part of God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
It's such a beautiful feeling. And Pastor Morpheus, I can't thank you enough for tonight. For bringing that word to us again into our spirit and letting us know. Inside of that, I feel God's word saying to me personally, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I will never depart from you, daughter. And it feels so good just by hearing the word of God that my faith increased tonight. And I can't say thank you enough. I'm looking forward to the rest of the night for the Holy Spirit showing up and showing himself present in my life tonight. Thank you for the word. I thank you, Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, for having this line open for us. Amen. Keep going. I just want to encourage you all and let you all know you're doing such a wonderful work for the kingdom of God. You are truly building God's kingdom, and I thank you all for that so much. Amen.
Can you state your name where you're calling from, please?
Pardon me?
Can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Tammy Russell. I'm calling from Gary, Indiana. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 4th Avenue in Gary.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Evangelist?
Yes?
Evangelist, this is Prophetess Teresa. I just wanted to come in and just to say how, you know, when God used Pastor Morpheus to bring that sound word, and the lines are just really filled up, and, you know, if you were blessed, if you received that word,
manifest.
You know, encouragement, to the other listeners, encouragement to, you know, even the ones that go on demand to listen to the broadcast, I just want to encourage you to, you know, come forth and just give a testimony, you know, just as the Spirit leads you, because it is time for the people of God to manifest as he brought that forth. Man, I'm telling you, I was having a really rejoicing time with the Lord, because that's the season that we're in for those visions and dreams and things to come to pass. You know, God is restoring his people back to their rightful place. So it is time for the manifestation of those things, just knowing that you are part of the kingdom. You are part of the kingdom, the kingdom of God. It's within you. It's within us. So I want to encourage Apostle Morpheus to just keep preaching and teaching that word. And, you know, I pray that God's grace just overshadow you always, and that you're able to expound in every good works, in every area of your life. I was truly blessed tonight. And I just wanted to say that, you know, just God bless you. That is my brother. And I just, you know, just encourage every time he comes on the line. Just every time I hear him, So I'm encouraged just to be part, you know, of the family, not just the family of God, but, you know, the family. He's, you know, we're family. So I just encourage everyone, receive that word in your spirit and just manifest from it, grow from it. Let those things birth out in you that God have already preordained for them to be birthed out. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is Miss Jenny. And I just want to say another word from the Lord. Another powerful word. You know, I am really excited. I am so overwhelmed, and I am so excited. You know, since August the 23rd, I've been speaking of my manifestation to manifest. I've been excited, you know, the beginning of September, because I know that I'm expecting my miracle from the things that I've been sharing with evangelists, both Teresa and Dana, is sort of aware of my situation. And it's just on today, it was just so profound because I had powerful service today. Service was talking about we're going to manifest and about it, receive your, you know, to be excited because, you know, you're going to receive your miracle. I go to my Sunday school class afterwards, which my teacher says, they had already prepared their lesson. They don't talk with the pastor. Lesson was based on the same thing, manifest. The manifestation, wow. So that was three. And when I said that was three, that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's Trinity. I received that. I am so fat off the word on today alone. And then, the chauffeur man, there's a chauffeur man who blows the trumpet. Well, he blew the trumpet over me and me for me to receive, touching and agreeing with the sound of the trumpet blowing. I'm excited. I am so overwhelmed that the pastor, you are on it. I really do appreciate it. I mean, the word went forth. Have you ever got something down in your belly, you know, that's your birth. That's my birth. You feel that baby kicking. And my Sunday school teacher talked about it's time to birth that thing. You are impregnated with the Holy Spirit to birth whatever needs to come upon you in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, my stomach been bubbling today. It's been actually bubbling. And, I'm still on my time, Dana, Pastor Hannah. I'm still on it. And I tell you, my stomach's been, like, bubbling, running over. I'm like, what is this? There's nothing in there for me to, like, oh, man, what is this? I'm ready to give birth. I am ready to give birth. I am so excited. I am so excited. Those that's on the line, those that's on the internet, I'm telling you, wow, you just can't understand. If you haven't really been through something, you really wouldn't understand. But until you have to go through something, sometimes it takes you having to have to go through something in order to really feel, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. Man of God, I really do appreciate you. And I'm with Prophetess Teresa. If you got it, please, let go of it. Let it go. Don't hold back. Give God the glory. Start thanking God right now for your victory, for your miracle, as if you already has it. Because I've been telling people, you know, hey, the victory is on. You invited to my victory party. What victory? Hey, start celebrating it right now. Celebrate with me right now because I got my victory, and you best believe that my God, he's going to get the glory. He's already getting the glory. Give him his up front, and you will get yours in the name of Jesus. So I'm excited. Thank you so much for the word. Thank you so much. Love you so much. God. And the man of God also touched on something about ones that have been laying prostrate before God. If you don't lay prostrate before God, if you don't spend that time with God to truly hear his voice, it's time. It's time. It's time to pay attention to what the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is leading you and what he is saying to you. Pay attention to your spiritual ears onto God's sequence in the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God, because he is truly manifesting himself in our lives as we stay committed, focused. Hallelujah, God. We worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. Is there any more comments, testimonies, prayer requests? Amen to God, I'm going to cover you in prayer.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come before your throne right now, Lord God, lifting up the man of God to you. Hey, Kobay, Sikeshata. I find him in retaliation, Lord God, of backlash in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the man of God. Hey, Kobay, Shakata, Shakata. I pray, Lord God, that everything that he has put out tonight for your people, Lord God, that you will pour back into him, Lord God, a double portion in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, Kore, I thank you, Father, that you will continue, Lord God, to supply every need for the man of God and his family, God, and his ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, Kore. I quench every fury as dark that the enemy was sent out against the man of God for the war that has won forth today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father, God. Hey, God, for the revelation that you have given the man of God, the zeal that you have given the man of God in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I lift the man of God up to you, Lord God, the apostle, God, your pastor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for new dimensions, Lord God, that you are slinging the man of God into, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, Cody, God. I pray for an increase, Lord God, over his ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, over his members, God, spiritually, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, for manifesting yourself in our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hey, both, hey, Cody, God. You will marinate, God, over the word, huh? That the apostle has brought forth tonight in Jesus Christ's holy name. I pray, amen, and glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Apostle, do you have comments?
Yes, praise the Lord, Evangelist. This is Pastor Celeste. Amen. I just want to say tonight what an awesome word that we have heard from the Lord tonight. And I truly, truly thank God for that word that has went forth. Amen. I just bless him tonight. You know, God is so
in the beginning, God created man from the very dust of the earth. He breathed into him the
Amen. I apologize for that, Pastor Celeste. Go for it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's okay. Amen. I just want to thank God for that word. Amen. You know, and I just pray. And that those of you who are listening, amen, I just wanted to preach something over Pastor Morris's life. And Evangelist Hannah has already prayed for him, but amen, I just want to speak something in the atmosphere, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yeah, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we agree in the name of Jesus that your word, Father, penetrates and uproots every ground in the name of Jesus that is follow. Father, we break up the follow ground in the name of Jesus, and we command the mind of Christ to manifest in the name of Jesus. Everything that is in them, Father, that is of you, we command it and decree it in the name of Jesus for it to manifest tonight in the name of Jesus, that a rejoicing shall come forth. Father, that the weeping and the days of crying and depression and all those things are over in the name of Jesus, because you have already won. Father, we have the victory in you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I cover Pastor Morvis from the top of his head to the very soles of his feet, to the very ground that he walk on, to the very places that he go, where every step that he go, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I decree, Father, on his prophetic journey, that he shall take a journey into heaven, Father. He shall sit at your feet, Father, and he shall be in a place in you, Father, in a place in you. He shall soar, Father, above the heights, Father, above the wings, like the wings of the wind, and you shall take him, Father, and by the wind, and you shall cause him to go forth, and you shall thrust him out, Father. You shall thrust him out, and he shall go forth, Father, and he shall be a blessing, Father. He shall live to declare the works of the Lord. I thank you, Father, that that thing has already taken place in the spirit. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, it shall manifest, hallelujah, as you be Lord, as you be our Father, as you be God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that it shall manifest in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We decree it, we speak it in the name of Jesus, that it is so in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I give it back over to you, Evangelist Hannah. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Apostle, do you want to have words before we close out?
Yes, I would. I'd just like to spend my gratitude to you and to all the listeners that is on, that is connected tonight. And I am very honored for you to have me back tonight. And I enjoy what I do. This is what I do. I'm hardwired to preach and teach. This is my life. This is my passion. And this is what I love. And amen. I thank God tonight that for all who was patient to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and being sensitive to what he is saying in this hour, because the Lord God is moving, amen. And one of the tragic things that ever can happen to a believer tonight is to be in a place that God has been, amen. And tonight we're moving, amen, with the preceding word of God that is constantly sending vibrations to our spirit, man, on tonight, amen. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. And I say tonight unto you that if you're hearing a word tonight or any other from any other that is not producing life in you, you have the audacity to reject. Amen. Anything that is not producing life in you. Amen. And I want to say once again, thank you so much for having me on again. And it's my pleasure, and I would love to come back again, amen, as the Lord leads, and share again, amen, what the Lord place in our spirit, amen. And I must confess that every time I get ready to minister, I don't know what I'm going to minister. And, you know, that's not an easy place to reside in. It's when the Lord says, I don't want another premeditated message from you again. Everything I speak, you're going to process in real time. And so that is very uncomfortable place as far as the flesh concerned. But when you walk into what God has said, then he wants to feed his people, amen. And I believe that is the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit, that that's really when we get to the place to trust him, amen, and to speak what his heart desire in the moment, amen. And we thank God for all of you tonight and the blessings and the prophetic declaration that was spoken over me. We reciprocate it now to all of you who sent it and to those of you who was a part of it to hear it tonight, amen. We reciprocate the declarations of the word, the prophetic word that was spoken over me. We reciprocate it back to you, to all of you who are embracing this line on tonight. God bless you, Prophetess Teresa. Amen. Prophetess Hannah, God bless you. And to all the wonderful people that are on the line, thank you so much again, and enjoy your night. Have a beautiful evening.
Well, God bless you so much. We definitely, certainly was blessed. And I want to say to everyone on this line, you have heard the word of God go forth, a prophetic word, a now word that was critiqued just for you. It wasn't planned. It wasn't something that he studied. It came directly from the throne of grace. It came directly from the throne of God. So you have no choice but to manifest, to birth that baby out, to cause that baby to come into the earth realm, because there's purpose for what's inside of you. God has already assigned some things to be manifested even through the birthing of that baby. So I encourage you, when you get off this line, to get in the presence of the Father and stay there until you get something from him to direct you further. Because these lines are to encourage you to get closer and closer to your purpose, so you can get to that blessed place where God wants us to be, so that you can be a blessing. So in closing, stay tuned in, because we're preparing to be here every night, same time, same place, where you can call somebody up and say, I know where there's fresh manna. I know where there's a now word, all designed from you, for you, from God. So in closing, we're going to play the song Manifest. And if you want to stay on the line to be blessed with the song, and let it minister to your spirit. But in the meantime, birth that baby. Birth that baby. God bless you. We love you. We cover you with the blood of Jesus. God bless you. And have a good night.
In the beginning, God created man from the very dust of the earth. He breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living nephesh, a living soul. God breathed into him his destiny. He breathed into him his purpose. He breathed into him goals and concepts and creativity. Whether you know it or not, all of that is down inside of you. The Apostle Paul said, those he did foreknow, he did also predestined, that we might be conformed into the image of his dear Son. The reason that God sent you into the earth is so that you can exhale what God inhaled inside of you. So that you can push out of you all of the things that God has put inside of you. I came to tell you tonight, you're not through living yet. You still got work to do. You still got buildings to build. You still got songs to write. You still got works to do. You are pregnant with possibilities. You are loaded with potentials. You are filled with concepts and ideas that haven't come to birth yet. Bind every devil that would hinder you from receiving what God has for you. And don't let any devil in hell make you abort the dream that God has inside of you. Tonight, my brothers and my sisters, I decree a miracle. I declare a blessing. I speak it into existence without intimidation. Touch somebody and say, manifest. You're gonna manifest who you really are. You're gonna manifest.
manifest what God put inside of you. You're going to manifest your creative power, your voice, your potential, and your creativity. I rose to my feet like a physician in a delivery room to tell you that after all the pain you've been through, you finally come to the time that you can push. Touch somebody and say, push it out.